Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Hello and welcome, friends, back to the Mana Pool, your Geek.io Live Play role-playing podcast. I am your host, CJ. Joining me, as always, are... Hey, look, shiny, Rachel.
Hey, it's shiny.
Hey, look, that shiny thing is Calibras, Felix.
Hey.
Hey, look, another shiny thing in the sky, it's Dale.
Hey-o!
Hey, look, shiny book telling me how to fight better, Raul.
Yay.
Hey, look, a shiny book, don't touch me! Gary.
Oh, what? I'm sorry, what I was reading.
And his shiny teeth and him. There's Josh.
Skylark.
Shiny teeth,
shiny teeth. Oh, man. It's been, this is always fun because you can always kind of, and I've listened to these, by the way, and yes, I'm doing this on air. You can always tell when, like, the session starts because we all have this interesting energy about us because we haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. And we're like, yeah, let's fucking do this.
And then
as we go along, we're just like, all right, fine.
Hi. I exist, I think. So, it's been 4 hours.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Talking about the show, it's a good sign when I'm laughing when I'm editing.
Yes.
There you go. What, even after the 9 hour mark?
No, we didn't fight a boss last week, Dale. Jesus.
I don't know. I just started last week. Oh, to do.
Oh man. So what happened last week?
This real pretty lady did some real pretty lights.
It was the library episode.
It was the vignette episode.
Vignette.
Calibras adopted a fireworks creator.
No, the entertainment in the skies creator.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Entertainer.
Yes. Entertainer. What a shock. Calibras hired an entertainer. Jesus.
I didn't hire anybody. I don't know what you're talking about.
He just follows him around. Hey, look, I'm doing it again. Stop it.
Basically.
Look at me. Stop it.
Basically.
I love the headcanon that, like, Calibras, you know, Mr. Dark and Broody on the outside, he's drawn to, like, the fireworks people and talking, like, fashion stuff with Valfreya.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't see it, but, like, because of the helmet. But when the fireworks went off, his eyes went all sorts of anime girl. Like, oh. You are my muse!
The guy.
Well, you're busy conquering. You don't get much time to enjoy.
Yeah, it's hard to enjoy the simple things in life.
And I also like the fact that the only person, Dale's character is following around Calibras because it's literally the only person who hasn't told him to go fuck himself.
Oh, it's the only person
has not told her to go fuck herself. Sorry.
My gender pronouns, right, bitch.
Right.
Oh.
So, and because they don't
show title.
Right? Because they don't need any assistance from me, I can shout out Critical Role without any kind of issue. because whatever. Critical Role, one of the guys, Sam, he's now playing a little girl goblin. So it's like all of them looking at him. I see what she. No, it's going to take some time.
You're welcome.
It is Dale, so.
It is Dale, so. Let's work on our they-them pronouns.
Quick, where's the shade? What happened to it?
What happened to it?
It got thrown too far. It's in orbit.
Oh, man. So, yeah. Nice, Dale.
Dale.
Nice. I mean, we might as well do it like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. Oh, geez. That would also give us the... Oh, what do we have in here? Is us just bullshitting at us for title candidates? Oh, man. So, I mean, that's what happened. We had vignettes. Kai and Amy tried to find some people, realized that, hey, there is a fair chance that people have existed before. Damn it.
Wow. Yes, I can. Hoping that would have gone unnoticed.
Okay. Wah. For people who will never see this.
Which is people who aren't on this podcast.
Yeah. We're using our video chat as a Twitch chat for titles. And the error code, error connecting to remote server. When Nightbot likes having fun with us.
Yeah, they all sent us a fake error code, except you spelled remote wrong.
Oh,
that was your downfall.
No,
bad grammar.
Silence for 600 seconds. This is what happens when I come on the metaphor.
So, peek behind the curtain, you can also tell when we're starting a new session when the intros go off the rails.
Yeah, for like 5 hours.
And also because like all of us are like, crap, what did happen last week? Because the only one of us who actually knows what happened last week is Raul. He doesn't say shit during the intros.
The rest of us are like,
yeah, he just grins and bears it.
That's all I hear in editing. I hear a pun, I either hear a groan or a goddammit from Felix.
The entire show for a whole hour.
So, Raul, your mission, should you choose to accept it,
is a supercut.
At some point in time, I want a supercut.
Yes!
Yeah, just pun. God damn it, pun.
It may or may not need to be done in time to make an appearance at Dragon Con.
That'll be our intro, just that.
Special extra download for April Fools.
That would work. Oh, man. So, yeah.
Help.
Yeah. So, yeah. Get.
Go figure. Team Mom and Team Dad are trying to get us back on the rails at the same right? time.
We Hi, are on point tonight.
Kai and Amy found out they may have not been alone on this world, and that's pretty much it. Then we ran into Calabras, and Calabras is like, peace, fuckers.
Kai and Velfreya actually made sure that their donation got to the library so they could get into the interesting parts.
Yay, and then- Dad and Mom bought library cards for everybody.
Yes, Dad and Mom got the kids' library cards. Mom proceeded to vanish into the stacks and let everybody know as she was going. If she's late, she's probably still alive, just buried under books somewhere.
Probably being the operative turn there.
I want us to find her, like, we're going to find you, like, Asuka in Full Metal Alchemist. Just buried underneath all the books.
You
are
no. I died as I lived.
You guys are such nerds. All of you.
You're saying this about the archaeologist.
You're also saying this on a Geek.io podcast production.
You call Velfreya a nerd, and she's just like, yeah.
Yeah. So what? Ed. Fight me about it.
Right?
Bro, I'll throw a book at your ass.
Get a face full of sleeve. Fragul did stuff. What did Fragul do?
Oh, I went down to the Colosseum.
Yeah.
And had a big old fight. I actually completely forgot he went to the Colosseum.
A big old consensual and legal fight.
Yes. Actually, that was the...
Culminating in his final round fight with Sir not appearing in this podcast.
Yeah, actually, that was the
What's his
final.
Name? I need an entire bio history on him, Josh. That important NPC, though? Fuck them. I'm going to shoot him in the face.
Exactly. CJ understands.
I think you're ahead one episode, CJ.
Your face is
ahead. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're all one episode ahead. Oops.
Oh, God, where's the shade?
Because I haven't posted the.
But this one will come after. No, this one
is
there.
After
so we're talking about last week's, which
True.
Is the one that you were saying that we're not allowed to talk about.
True. Okay.
Did you just?
You see, I'm not allowed to count at
the
work.
The one they just listened to.
That last episode never happened.
Can we do a redo? Can we start from the top?
Hello and welcome.
To the Hot Springs episode.
To the Hot Springs.
First game of the session.
Oh my god.
Just think, you guys, this is what it's going to be like at Dragon Con.
Right.
Times 11.
I'm so terrified. It's not even going to be funny.
It'll be hilarious.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And then, keeping this thing to an hour, that's going to be hard.
Right. So, I mean, unless anybody else has anything else to say, we should get going.
Let's get going.
My stomach agrees.
Thank you for that valuable input, Carrie's stomach.
You're welcome. As we edit out the awkward silence, Josh.
I was attempting to compose myself. I do apologize.
I mean, after that clusterfuck, I don't blame you.
Well, it was funny because both Carrie and I muted our mics after she had a second erping.
The erping.
Sounds like a bad sci-fi movie.
Or a great one, depending on your stance on sci-fi movies.
Well, I meant sci-fi
original movie.
Yeah, there we go.
sci-fi original movie, yeah. That is indeed what it sounds like. But we're not dealing with sci-fi here. We're dealing with high fantasy.
I mean, we have a robot.
Do we? He's a magic robot, though.
He's still a robot.
It's different. He's a magic
ancient
robot.
Technology.
It's a magic robot. It's just a magic robot.
Magic tech armor. Chung, 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 chung.
X-Force.
Anyway.
Anyway. Bye.
We should probably key start before we get.
You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com.
Alrighty. So when last we left our intrepid band of library goers.
We're important.
We had some research going on. Velfreya had decided to bury herself in her own research, almost literally. Careful how you're stacking those books, dear.
I've been doing this for years. Trust me.
Every so often, a student goes, I need to study that. I have a final. Go away!
Fine. They just hear a click up a sleeve.
But you're not even reading this one.
They don't know what it is, but they're instantly concerned.
A library of this size, they're bound to have another copy.
Go find it!
Ragul decided to take his research on the road for some practical study.
Oh man, we have to go to the Coliseum next, you guys, apparently.
You guys are going to be home celebrating Ragul's victory and be like, wait, where's Velfreya?
Nobody's telling me something's a bad idea. Something feels off.
Right? Amy's I go touch the spinny thing and Amy, and I'm like, wait. Somebody told me not to do something. That person's not here right now. Hey, Mon, how you doing?
I'm going to do that again. Calabras made a new friend, and not the way he usually makes them.
Yeah. And
this
by bags,
alive currently.
No assembly required.
Yeah, he didn't literally make this one.
As far as we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, as he introduces her to the rest of the party, and they're immediately like, wow, his craftsmanship's gotten a lot better.
We haven't even got there yet. We don't know who this person is.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
That's really the joke. Point. He introduces her to the rest of the party, and they're like, man, that looks better than Savoth.
Savoth goes, I'll kill her.
Savoth, I mean,
praise be unto him.
If anybody in this party stands a chance of killing anyone else, it's Savoth.
Or as we've discovered on the Roll 20 ends, it just turns out that companions are better than regular players. That's all.
Yeah, somehow. Go figure.
We'll find more about that later.
But so it's probably mid, going towards late afternoon at this point. The sun's probably going to start dropping on the horizon in the relatively.
Oh God, it's dropping on the horizon!
Yeah, you have 3 days remaining.
Oh shit!
Play the song of time. Play the song of time.
Tick, tick, tick. No, not double time.
Did we like morph into like mask or something?
You don't need to go home. Home is coming to you.
Oh no!
My people are coming.
My baby boy.
It's going to be hilarious listening back to this from the first episode to the to the last one we record.
Right.
I'm going to be at the rendezvous point where we all agreed.
Followed by a person going, hey, look.
Yeah, basically.
The spoiler, guess who's not there yet?
I mean, Kai and Annie are still looking at the magic archive stuff because Kai still wants to figure out if he can find literally anything about nature magic.
Well, unfortunately, with the archives, it's all very academic.
Yeah.
And
looking for academics on nature magic.
Well, academic types tend to analyze everything scientifically, mathematically, algebraically. So nature magic tends to get the short end of the stick.
Nice.
Oh, wow. I wasn't even trying there.
That one was late for me.
I literally just got that.
It's like, oh, wait, that was a pun. God damn it, me.
It's so natural for you.
It really is.
I got that, Felix.
Nice, Felix.
Oh, no.
Oh my God. What the hell?
Most of the academic texts dedicated to natural magics are more of breakdowns on how it's theorized, how it affects things that occur naturally. So it's less about how the actual magic works and more about, you know, causing rapid accelerated cellular replication, although not quite to that, shall we say, advanced degree. Because, yeah, these are scholars, but they're not, you know, cellular regeneration.
Yeah.
If we take these stem cells and...
Yeah.
Most of anything that's referencing nature magics usually wind up breaking down to go see the Barolanx.
Okay. Fun. I have to look for
because something. If you want to know anything about nature magic, they are the people to talk to because they're walking plants.
I'm gonna have to go find a treeman here in town sometime.
Not hard.
Yeah, I know.
Look for the tall leafy boys.
Yes.
Or girls.
I'm gonna have to sit down and have a chat with one of them here in the near future.
You mean stamens or pistols?
Yes.
That's Monday.
Exactly. See, no, I literally make a note of that. And I'm like, you know, hey, Amy, remind me to talk to a tree when we get out of here. That's probably the response that I get.
You're muted.
A very confused look.
A very confused.
No actual words.
But we have Remy. We can talk to a tree anytime we want to.
I need to talk to another kind of tree.
Okay.
Yeah, just if you see, if you
Amy and ask Siri, what is happening?
So, like, what is Amy doing in the library? Is she like in the pop up books?
Oh.
You don't listen here. Just because I'm dingy doesn't mean I can't read. I like pictures.
As do we all.
No, legitimately, the reason why Amy was there is I was actually helping Kai because we were trying to learn more about being our
moon selves.
Where are we? What the hell are we? So we were
unfortunately looking- results are inconclusive.
Yeah. But we have to talk to a tree. Oh, a knock on, you know, wood kind of tree, not a Remy kind of ding, ding, ding.
Exactly.
Remy's not a tree.
Gotcha.
He's just cosplaying a tree.
He's pretending to be a tree.
But Remy was a tree.
He just wasn't
a tree anymore.
He never was a tree.
He was a tree. He was a Trent. But then...
He was wearing animal hides.
Thunder stuff.
Are we in character right now, or are we out of character? Because we're like half, and I'm confused as to whether this is happening on screen.
I mean, I'm at the rendezvous point. Unless everybody else is there, it's probably out of character.
Are there any girls there?
No! No, there aren't! None of us are female! Go
if
away.
So, I want to do them!
All right, Fraggle gets to the rendezvous, and you can tell that he's had a little bit of some more scratches on him than he had before.
He gets to the rendezvous. Wow, now and there's three of us at the rendezvous.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes?
Where did you get those scars or scratches? Or where did you get those wounds?
I fought in the Coliseum. I got second place.
All right, well, at least you weren't causing damage.
Oh, I caused damage.
Well,
illegal damage.
Yeah, illegal damage.
Yeah. Let's see. One dude lost an arm.
Okay. All right. Let's keep the details.
Oh, you should have seen it. I mean, my sword just went like clean through. He had like some kind of paper armor on, and it's just like,
I'm sure it was lovely.
The crowd cheered. I cheered. And he gave up, and the mages came out and sewed him back together.
I'm sure.
Lovely.
Yeah, great.
Hi, my name's Sylvia, by the way.
Oh, hello. How are you, lady?
You found a pretty one.
Are you traveling here? Are you accompanying Savast? I mean, it's a... Calabras here?
Yes. I was just in my lab making entertainment, and this lovely gentleman decided to interrupt me. At first I thought he was Thursday, but it turns out he wasn't. Fuck Thursday.
I still have no idea who Thursday is. Just
I hold out a paw. My name is Fragul.
Pleasure is mine. And I shake his paw. That's a weird sentence.
He knows how to shake.
Plus one shake.
And it's not like outstretched vertical, it's horizontal.
Yeah, it's horizontal, yeah. So what brings you to this fine place?
Oh, I travel with them because I want to become a great fighter.
I look up and down. It looks like it.
Yeah, but I only got second place.
Second place isn't bad down at the Coliseum. There's some rough boys down there.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to go back later.
Good call.
The only thing I got was this, like, half golden marmot statue. No, sorry. Sorry, I know we don't have metal. Clay statue.
It could be enameled, maybe?
Enameled? Could it be enameled? Out of character. 2 seconds.
Yeah. Enamel is fair.
Okay.
Especially for second place.
Yeah. Wow, impressive. I mean, do you fight often?
Whenever it... whenever it comes up, I tend to like to go sword first and try
ask
and,
questions later. That's typical.
Ask questions? Why would I do that?
Exactly. That's
that's what you guys are for. I do the heavy lifting and the slicing and dicing.
That's the
bottom. I let you guys figure out all the hard stuff. That thing makes my head hurt.
I mean, there's a purpose to just swinging a weapon and not thinking about consequences.
Yeah, it's called being in prison.
I mean, that's one way of looking at it. Thursday tried to put me in prison once. That was not fun.
That is actually the guard's name now, Thursday.
Yes, the guard's name is now Thursday.
Well, because I never actually named the days of the week if they should have any, you know, difference from standard 7-day week. So the fact that the guard is now named Thursday, totally
that's
okay.
That's one guard. Because...
Calabrese, where's everyone else? Where's
Shrug.
Kai, Valfera,
Shrug.
And Amy?
Shrug.
What do you mean, Shrug? We were supposed to meet up here, weren't we?
Why is that my responsibility?
Well, no, you were with them, weren't you?
No.
No, he was with you, ditched you,
to find
and then me. You went. Then you went off to the Coliseum.
Right. So, is there anywhere close to us where we can grab a bite or something?
I mean,
they're pretty strict about no food and drink in the library, guys. Just saying.
Oh yeah, that's right. We were to meet in the front of the library, right?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
It was the reception area where the financial desk was, because Kai and Valfreya got the library cards, and then Valfreya immediately booked it.
Ah. Like she do.
I like it.
I mean, just the sheer thought of it sent a tingle down her spine. If you need to get a hold of her, you may want to try paging her.
I wonder how much
how do we make
it costs. Where can I find one this late at night?
You better get in quick. I hear the sun's setting on the horizon.
It is mid-afternoon. It is not late.
It's like 8 where I'm at.
So Calabrese, what do you want to do? Do you want to see if we can find them? Do you want to wait here?
Is there anywhere they would be? Do they have any specialities in stuff?
I'm pretty sure I know where we could find Valfreya.
Old stuff.
Hi, guys.
Hey, it's Kai. God. How are you doing? What's up?
Kai, just out of nowhere. Just FYI. Just sort of put that out there.
Hey, once we found out information, we were going back. Like, I had an explicit purpose of coming back here, so.
Hey, speak of...
What?
See you later. It saves us the trouble. We don't have to look for him anymore.
It just docks it.
Yeah, later I'm going to go find the other person.
Yeah, no, Kai and Amy kind of just show up like, all right, what's going on? I
feel like we should go find Valfreya. Actually, I don't think she's going to come.
She'll be fine.
I know she'll be fine, but you know, I can never be too careful.
Fairly sure with her we could be that careful.
Anyway, hi, I'm Sylvia, by the way.
Hi, Kai.
Shuffle over to where Kai is.
I out of force of habit, give you my hand vertically.
High five, that works.
What? Why are you not... It must be a academy thing where they don't shake hands when they meet, right? As I look at Calabrese.
Shrug.
The person who would remind him what's happening, he isn't here.
Unfortunately.
Do you not shake hands here? Is this, whatever you're doing to my hand, a proper...
Green. I mean, typically when we shake hands, we shake them horizontally out in front of us.
Right. Not up. Ball anymore. I get my head back.
Nice shake.
Kai, nice to meet you. whatever your name is.
Sylvia, please.
Sylvia, do you... I kind of look at your uniform. Do you work here?
Yes. Although some people don't say what I do here is work. But that's just them.
Now, we have a couple of people that travel with us like that, too. Don't worry.
And what's your name, miss?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Well, yeah, I guess I'm the only girl other than, well, you. I'm Amy.
Sorry. Sylvia, please.
It's been a long day. He made me read a whole lot of books, and I'm still trying to figure stuff out up in my head. It's just... it's hard.
This book's gross.
I know, dear.
I can't even remember the last time I read a book.
You're a it's professor.
Fun. They have pictures.
Ooh.
They didn't have a lot of pictures.
Picture books are fun.
You.
Particularly diagrams.
Well, looks like it's time for us to find.
There, got any gum?
Wait. So, I'm sorry. I'm not easy to just kind of let. Are you meeting somebody here too? Like, what's going on here?
Oh no, I asked him if he had any friends, because he seemed rather lost when he came into my lab, and he brought me here to meet his friends. And I guess you're his friends? Yeah, I have a lab here.
So you do work here?
Do you make things go boom?
I do make things go boom. Very loudly, too, apparently.
Wait.
Oh, that was you! Wait, is your last name Hughes?
That's me.
Oh, yeah, they were yelling at you earlier.
Oh, I know. I block it out.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'm used to like yelling at people and them not listening to me and getting yelled at and not being listened to. So, you know.
Swings and roundabouts.
So, Calabres made a friend?
Calabres doesn't make... Wait. I as I walk over and I start poking at your arms and your shoulders.
Yeah, is she alive?
But okay. Calabres' friends are usually squishier and not nice. As I pat your face, you're warm! He doesn't make warm friends!
Stop that.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You didn't know. But I am nice and warm as I tilt my head to one side.
Well, when he makes friends, they tend to be cold.
He literally makes friends.
And
hey, how about we like to keep that sort of thing private? And, not tell a whole bunch of people.
But she's not a whole bunch of people. She's one person.
It doesn't matter.
Kind of right here. We should probably not. So, Miss Sylvia... it's a pleasure. We need to go to the main area of the library, like, soon, to make sure that our friend has not killed herself or has forgotten to eat for this amount of time.
You have more friends?
One more friend.
That was very funny.
I nudge Calabres in the side. Friends, huh?
Friends, am I right?
Hey.
Yes, let's go onwards. Let's find our friend.
I'm going to say this and say this once. It's not like that.
It's not like you're my friends or anything.
Baka. Calabres, best Sundari girl.
He really is.
I hate that my character has evolved into a joke.
As he says,
I mean,
as he says in character.
See, if you say that in character, that makes it all the better. Because then I can go, well, Calabras, at least somebody didn't call you a Calabras hole this time.
Ooh, sick burn?
Lord,
question mark?
All right, my stomach is growling. I'm getting hungry. Let's go find Valfera and let's go see if we can find some food.
That's fair.
That's a Valfera. No, that didn't work.
Don't do that. And
Don't force it.
You've been doing good so far.
Yeah, so we go to the, we were in different quarters though, so I kind of go back to where we would think that she would go, which is the larger area of research homes.
I say we ask around as we look for her. Like, hey, have you seen a weird nerd around here?
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about, sir. By the way, I love that armor. It's so vintage.
Yes. It costed quite a bit.
It cost an arm and a leg of many.
CJ beat me to it.
Fuck!
Nice.
I'm angry I didn't come up with that. I'm super upset at myself.
Don't but, worry. One of these days, you'll be able to give the puns an equivalent exchange.
I hate y'all. I hate all of you.
He means love passionate and deeply.
And I can make kissing sounds because I'm a girl now.
just now, Dale?
Just now? Can we keep her? I mean, let me fix that. Can she come with us? Please?
I haven't got any plans for tonight.
I love Mommy Valfreya, but she's too mommy and she's not my mom, but...
Oh, really? One of those types?
Are you my mommy?
Yeah.
Are you my mommy?
No, that's Calabres's prey. Are you my mummy?
There you go!
Worked on Sylvia, let me tell you.
Oh, there you go, Felix. You're getting it.
You've done this to me, all of you.
As we're walking down the aisle, we say, "Why are there a bunch of books missing here?" We follow the missing books.
Yeah, pretty much.
The trail of the missing books.
It's like breadcrumbs, but nerdier.
There's no way anybody else could have pulled those books.
Man, Thursday's kind of really think this was me, huh?
I do inform them that Annie and I have a appointment back here tonight. So we're going to be back here later after we get everything together and meet up with one another.
Ooh, I'll be here tonight in my lab, too, because that's when my most productive work happens.
What is your work, night. By the way?
At night.
Calabras, care to join me again?
I'd rather not.
Oh, rejection. My work is complicated.
And like that, you lost me.
I make things
Forgive
go
him, good. He's a simple man.
I make
I'm a bear. Good. I'm not a man.
It's close enough.
A man bear. I mean,
man bear pig.
I'm not going to say that out loud. But also, I make things go boom, and they are a pretty color, but some people don't call that work. I do.
Hmm. Nice colored explosions. That actually sounds a little like fun.
Yeah, it's my new patent pending entertainment in the skies. Never going to get tired of that. Just out of character.
I think the name needs some workshop
Yeah, I'm not really good at naming things. A little on the nose about that.
In my line of work, I've learned that explosions on the nose just aren't a good thing.
No.
Unless you can get the fire to work.
I mean, well, free of me.
Hey, note for the editor, edit that out, please.
Oh! Ouch. That's harsh.
Where's that shade?
Literally, yeah, where's that shade at?
We're just going to need to bring, like, the most comically oversized or possibly make a lampshade. Bring that to the live show, and it's just the shade.
Yeah, so we kind of inquire around seeing if, kind of following large swaths of books being taken out.
Like large stacks of related tomes.
Exactly. Not just like a bunch of them in like one here, one there, like noticing a pattern. And obviously, like, I go for historical documents because I know that's what she's into.
I
like to think there's more books missing than Vilfreya could like possibly hold.
That's what the sleeves. That's the sleeves. It's the sleeves.
So do we find her?
Please palm the magical text.
I find a person. I'm like, excuse me, where are your ancient histories at?
Ah, yes, you'll want the north wing, third room from the left. Well, both the upper and lower floors, I suppose.
Have you seen a female woman with long sleeves?
Oh, yes, the one with the carts.
Carts? Multiple?
She's a very enthusiastic reader. I like her.
She's a fantastic person.
Do you know where she's at?
As I said, north wing, third hall, third door from the right.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you guys get that?
I'm already heading over there.
Okay. Yeah. I'm following.
I'm following too.
It's a pretty pretty brisk walk. I mean, this is one of the larger colleges, so there's it's history. There's a lot to think about, and a lot to write about, and a lot of theories to craft. There are some displays as you guys make your way through, or if you happen to let your eyes wander while you're walking on those. Not that door. Not that door. Not that door. But you'll see things like. Old shields, pieces of armor.
They are called humans here, right? Like normal pink skin thingies.
What?
Whether that's an in character or out of character question.
No, Game Master, are they called humans here?
Add title: normal pink skinned thingies.
Yes, that's kind of now. That's what they're called. She's a real. Pretty normal pink skinned.
I heard pig skinned thingies, and I was like, "What? That doesn't even make sense."
No canon.
Pig skinned things.
They generally tend to refer to themselves as the Zenethi people. So, but for all intents and purposes, yeah, they're humans. I'm not gonna sit there and beat you over the head if you decide to call them humans.
Okay.
But the term doesn't technically exist as such.
Okay. Well, it's more so as I wanted to make a comment about like them repeating history over and over and over again. And the comment was going to be, man, these people here tend to repeat things a lot.
But don't you know history never repeats? Oh, never mind.
What?
History never repeats. I tell myself.
So that's the reason why I was asking that question. There was actually a purpose to it. I'm sorry that I've asked as many dumb questions as possible.
And it's okay. It's not something that I really thought would need an answer, but it's okay that it does.
Well, it's like I don't want them to like since we're on a different planet. I didn't know if they flat out just called themselves humans or what. So.
Yeah, the thing that I've noticed about a lot of writing is that the term human just tends to get thrown around a lot for simplicity's sake. Yeah. It's like, if you need something that you as the reader can identify with, here is a
fleshy pink skin thing. Here is a human.
You mean pig skin thing?
Yes, that too. I mean, you're still not wrong. I mean,
especially Americans. Hey-o.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Hey, that's a joke I would have made. Hey,
Calabras, humans tend to just repeat the same thing over and over again. Aren't you ever afraid of anything like that? As I say in a quiet, hushed tone directly to Calabras.
Well, in a way, yes, but I guess in another way, I guess I'm glad that people remember it in a very bad way. Also, people tend to point out the hero that whipped my ass more than me, which is nice.
Well, yes. I mean, that does make things a lot easier. Anywhere, history is written by the victor. So things would be a lot differently if you would have won. And again, this is hyper hushed, by the way.
Yeah, you're in a library. It better be.
Yeah, no, this is whispering for library level. Like,
it comes down more to mouth reading than anything else.
Essentially, yes. I'm reading the vibrations coming off of Calabras' suit.
Yeah, you have to get right up on his face and peer through the mouth hole. Which doesn't look super awkward at all. Man, it's dark in there. How do you see?
Don't mind me. I'm just ordering for my boyfriend. We're ordering steak together. That's an inside joke that Dale's going to hate.
I'm so glad I don't get it this show.
Now I'm just sitting here thinking, hey, email us if you now ship Kai and Calabras.
Yes!
You are not far off. Surprisingly, I've gotten fewer remarks of shipping Kai and Amy together than I have gotten shipping literally Kai and anybody else.
That's so weird.
Made it, guys. We have shippers.
That's how you know you got a big audience.
When we're not recording,
a couple of those emails. Like, hey, Rachel.
When we're not recording, I want to hear some of these.
Okay. I mean, a lot of it is, do any of the characters have romantic interest in one another? I could imagine Kai and Balfrey. I'm like, no.
No.
I mean, team mom and team dad.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Like, oh, they seem like they're
so close. Platonic relationship at this point.
They're close doesn't mean that they're banging, dude. Seriously. Shut up, Dale.
I might need to go to a steakhouse.
Let
it show on the record I'm restraining myself from making a pun.
Don't hold it in. Let it flow free.
Just let it go.
There's only one thing Valfrey is interested in cocking.
All right.
That was a good one. That was...
I don't know where this person is, but boy howdy, we better find them quick.
That's even better because Dale wasn't here for the episode where we talked about that.
Wow. Oh. Laugh came out.
That's how you know when the pun is good.
Yeah. The belly laugh, the hurtful laugh starts coming out. It starts to hurt.
Okay. On with the show.
You feel better, Josh?
Yes.
Is that what we're doing right now?
It's tough to hold them in sometimes.
Yeah, what show is this? I'm lost.
Welcome back to the Mana Pool.
And we're back.
You're new here, Dale. I see. I know. It's okay.
If you want an ad-free experience, you can.
So you do eventually find the directed room, and like most places in this building, it's a massive hall of books. However, there's also a small fortification made out of carts and other books. in the center of the room.
I go to that fortification.
You know those massive study tables at like big university libraries that are meant to be shared by like a dozen people all doing their own thing?
Yep.
Nope.
There is one of those with one chair at it, surrounded by carts, and laid out on the table, there's books. Some of them are open. Some of them are neatly stacked. There's maps. There's pages upon pages of notes and notebooks spread out that have been written all over. Because somehow she got access to extra papers and folders and notebooks and whatnot. And you see Velfreya sitting at the table, writing away, reading the books and going back to writing. The amount of noise you guys are making coming down the hallway, just from Calabras's armor alone and all of the footsteps and hushed whispering, does not even register with her. She is in another world at the moment.
Ooh, I want Fregu to go up right up to her face, like, Velfreya.
I don't know if you want. Have you ever heard of Let Sleeping Dogs Lie?
Nope. I hold up an arm to Calabras. I want to see it.
Velfreya.
Let him make this mistake.
Velfreya.
Suddenly you're looking down her sleeve.
Whoa.
That's why I
won. Good morning.
Put the sleeve down.
Put the sleeve down and nobody gets hurt.
She does so. Rolls up the sleeve again. Why in Zan's good name would you think that's a good idea? We are in a library.
I wasn't yelling. I was just Velfreya.
Why do you think they don't let bears in libraries?
Well, they let me in.
Because they're savages.
The lack of opposable thumbs.
Velfreya, we're getting together.
Hilarious, you guys.
Calabras made a friend.
And this one that broke back.
Yeah, I put my
other one. Warm.
Yes, I can see that. It's nice to meet you. I'm Velfreya.
Hi, Sylvia. Please. No.
Shake hands. Hi, y'all.
Sorry. We're shaking hands through the internet.
We all gathered together and figured you, just making sure that you were okay. Do you need food? Are you all right?
I pull out a cookie. Well, Frey, you probably haven't eaten. Here you go.
Yes, cookies.
Thank you, dear. I'm going to save this for later. They'll get mad at me if I get crumbs on the books.
Understood.
They'll get mad at you if you get crumbs on the books.
Yes, but...
She doesn't want Amy to see her get mad at her, so...
No, I mean, any punishment that would be levied for getting crumbs on the books, Velfreya wouldn't put pale to that.
Yeah, he's saying that Velfreya would be mad at Velfreya for getting crumbs on the books.
Yeah,
she would be mad at
Speaking
herself.
Of crumbs, we're going to go find something to eat.
All right, let me just tidy some of this up. And
I'm a fan of reading, huh? And I look around the room.
I'm an archaeologist by trade.
She's a professor. She works here, apparently.
Oh, what's your area of study?
That's a complicated question.
She blows things up.
She blows things up.
Oh, so you
make
a lab of her own.
So you experiment with the combination of various components and catalysts and analyze the visual, audio, thermal, and kinetic results of the interaction?
And I have a 2 in learning, and even that made my eyes glaze over.
Pregul has actually fallen asleep.
What? I'm still here. What's going on? Food?
Completely oblivious to everybody else glazing over. You're Hughes, aren't you?
I am Hughes, yes.
I would love to see your work, but not in here.
No, not in here. And I kind of point to my little tote bag that has the little test tubes in them.
Oh, you're carrying them with you?
I carry these things everywhere.
Would you rather she left them unattended in a library?
Say it's almost.
I mean,
like
if you think about it, I could get my hands on them. That would be disastrous.
I would rather if you didn't, and I changed.
What disastrous!
And so Sylvia began walking on the opposite side of the party from Amy.
Yeah, I changed shoulders on what I changed.
Yep. Even tighter. Hey,
Tidymore said I was going after them.
Out of character. Hey, Dale, remember the safety straps on that backpack you made fun of me for having?
Yeah, about that.
While we're making small talk and whatever, Velfreya will tidy up the books and arrange them all back on their carts, flag down a library attendant. Can you make sure these books are held in my name, please?
Yes, certainly, ma'am.
And this pile I would like to check out, if possible.
Check? Well, yes, I suppose that can be arranged.
But say, do I need to drop rank on you?
I flip around the cards so they can see the donor bling.
That's what I was meaning by do I need to drop rank on you?
Ah, yes, of course, I see. Well, for that matter, I suppose you might like to see it.
See what?
That they're moving something today between laboratories. You may find this fascinating.
Does it have to do with the incident from a few days ago?
We do not talk about that.
Understood. Guys?
Oh, I look at the ground. I look at the ground, like, intensely focusing on my feet and the ground.
You are not the incident, Dale. Don't worry.
No,
I just still, look at the ground because I don't want to, like...
Oh, I remember.
So yes, we're holding these. I'm taking these. I'm coming with you. Everyone, if you would like to come, this may be of some interest.
Yes.
Sure.
They are all respected colleagues. Kind of gesture to Kai to show the card.
Yeah, show card.
Ding, 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 ding. Flash of badges.
Yep. Pull rank.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I'm with them?
Question mark.
Yes, well, every good researcher needs a bodyguard. Very well, come along.
I will come along.
Better bodyguard than a giant.
He's a bodyguard.
Well, that was more the, library assistant being a little snarky, but
I mean, you not fully incorrect.
Also, Calabras, you stuck around long enough to get your card, so she thinks of you as one of the high-ranking important donors.
Mm, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
sure. You are led along a few corridors, down a couple flights of steps. The tone of the college changes dramatically as you head down the flights of staircase. Everything becomes much less ornate and slightly ostentatious, and much more form over function, or function over form. Sorry, I was getting my adage backwards there. And you're taken to an area where you see a lot more of the restricted materials. Obviously, you have access to them, being the donors that you are, but everything is under lock and key in cases. And you would need attendance to even be down here in the first place, even with your card. These are not the materials they make as publicly available as the rest of the colleges. But as you're heading along and you pass these cases upon cases of tomes, scrolls, assorted other stone tablets, things of that nature, some of which are in very sturdy looking cases. You can't entirely be sure it's glass. You're eventually led to a very large window that looks down into a very plain chamber. It is very clearly some sort of holding zone. Obviously, anybody who would be standing up here normally would be a researcher or some sort of officiary of the college itself. And on one side of the room, a door opens, and very heavily armored and armed guards begin hoisting in a very large crate.
Wait, are they bigger than me?
It's hard to tell from a distance, but on par with, at the very least.
Okay, I puff out my chest and make myself look slightly bigger.
Your armor is better, don't worry.
Good, good.
No, less shiny.
Belfreya would give you a reassuring pat on the arm, but she is not looking at anything else other than that procession.
Yeah, she probably has not blinked. This was a turn from an expedition just a few days ago. It's finally finished processing, as you will, and we'll be moving it into some of the lower laboratories for research. But given where you were and the research materials you were requesting held for, I thought you might like to see it. It is quite impressive. And they are, you know, nerd excited, very clearly.
Mm.
The guards begin prying the sides off the box. And inside the crate, you see something you guys would recognize as basically Remy's head.
Oh.
And some of the, like, the bust area, if you're familiar with statuary, from like the mid chest up, although that part appears pretty damaged, even though the damage is old.
What is that?
Yes, we had some adventurers bring this back to the colleges. They thought we might find it interesting, and it is one of the most intact specimens we've ever had. And if my clearance were only high enough to get down there and get my hands on it, it's just, look at it, it's horrifyingly beautiful. To think that something like that actually once walked around in this very area.
Oh, I'm sorry, something in my throat.
That's incredible.
It's remarkably well preserved, considering the appearance of damage on its lower half. But
I look between Kai and Amy's looking between Kai and Valfrey and like biting her tongue, like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!" Like, I can't determine whether this is Remy right now.
I put my hand on Amy's shoulder. And just kind of give her the knowing, the squeeze of, it's okay. This is not, you know, something to worry about.
What was that thing used for?
War.
Ah, yes. Well, you see, this is a remnant of what were known as the Gerics, a very sophisticated form of ancient technology from the era of Enlightenment. They were unfortunately involved in a little bit of a snafu. Depending on where you came from, you may be familiar with the Lament down to the south. That, you know, massive dead zone where the nodes were blown out. Nasty stuff, really. But, well, needless to say, you have the utmost faith. We are in no way attempting to replicate their creation. What we find most fascinating about these specimens is just how well they stand the test of time. We're really quite interested to look at what materials were used and what engravings, if any, were used to hold light into the material that allowed it to obtain such durability. After all, as you may know, we had a bit of an incident with our walls just a few days back, and we would really like to fortify them some more. So if we can learn anything from this particular specimen, gorgeous as it is, all the better for our defenses.
Now that we're here away from it's prying out, can you tell us what happened with the incident, please? We were out of town at the time.
I'm surprised you didn't hear it talked about in passing so far. Well, you see,
you know, it seems to be a very sore subject for a lot of people, so.
Well, we do pride ourselves on our defenses, and when something calls them into question, especially one singular entity, it does tend to cause a bit of a stir.
A singular entity?
entity. Oh my
God. There's something in my throat again.
And Sylvia is literally white at this point.
Well, you would know all of this, Sylvia, having
been
in town throughout the ordeal. Essentially, what happened several days prior, and the attendant fills you in on the story, as they heard it from the guards who heard it from the guards who were on the wall, you know, that sort of thing. Around about noontime, there was a disturbance spotted off in the plains, not terribly far from the direction you guys were originating from. But not directly that path. It's not like you were walking in the footsteps or anything. It was just that neck of the woods. It wasn't from the north or the northeast or anything like that. Gotcha. It was probably more from the south than you guys were coming.
Okay.
Some theories, as the attendant puts it, theorize that it may have actually originated from the Lament itself. But of course, that's also being heavily dissuaded against, because why would anything come from that? But regardless, there was a singular Unrek woman who charged at the gates, splintered the doors, made it halfway through town before collapsing in a heap, spewing nonsense, and then a black smoke dripped out of their mouth and into the ground.
Huh.
That sounds familiar.
Can I look at Calabras?
Don't look at me. I didn't do it.
No, it's just the knowing look of you. We know what this is, but not saying out loud.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
The thing that makes it truly fascinating and slightly troublesome, I will admit, according to the officiaries who examined the body, the woman was dead before she hit the gate.
That sounds horrible.
Quite. There is also the matter of the fact that her horns were snapped completely off, so it's very much calling into question whether or not what she spoke is in fact truth or madness. And as an aside, as GM, because I know not everyone read through the giant novel I threw at them at the beginning of the game.
I did.
I said not everyone.
We know you did, Felix. You incorporated them.
I've been schooling too.
Yeah, say Rachel has an excuse, and it's been a hot minute since I've read it, as was pointed out during things.
The Unrek are savage brutes. They love to beat shit up. They love to have contests of strength. They love to take over other people's territory and think what they belong is theirs. But they absolutely abhor lying, to the point that if an Unrek is caught lying, their horns are broken off.
Ouch.
And that individual is exiled from society.
Well, out of character, we probably shouldn't run into any.
Out of character, can we bring them into the real world?
Right.
Out of character, I don't think real world people have horns.
So not orcs is a
okay,
thing.
So make the horns heads and I'll be happy with that too.
Hashtag not my horns.
Hashtag Rachel doesn't do liars.
I want to whisper to Valfreya. Valfreya, is it kind of like that black stuff we saw in the inn?
I'm just going. Valfreya is just nodding and also looking at the bus downstairs. But yes, she is nodding in response to your question. What kind of clearance would it take to get down there?
Well, dear, you have to find something on that level. This is going directly into the Royal Archives. Something
Josh,
of this quality will greatly add to the wealth of Tolvera.
So if we brought something... If we brought something in that would equal something going into there, we may be able to get audience to it.
Well, yes, that would stand to reason, as of course.
Yes, of course.
Can I sense anything about it from here, out of character?
If you try, you are going to literally smack into a wall.
It's light blocking.
This place is warded to all hell and back, to put it lightly.
Can, another question then, can I see inside the figure at all? Like looking through a hole or a crack or something?
Like get a better angle at it, you mean?
Yeah, like, well, they're unpacking it from a crate, right? So they're lifting it up and kind of moving it around. Yeah, can I, if I'm looking at it, can all I see is like the outside of it? Or do I, can I look and get a glimpse at like the inner workings as it's moving around?
Make me a perception check.
There's so many people in the thingy now.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep everything organized as best I can, but...
I have an idea of how we could get in there.
As do I.
Why? Sylvia's a little confused at the hustle. That's me. Sorry. I should have muted that tab. Sylvia's a little confused as to why these people want to get access to it.
Well, I mean, one of them did introduce herself to you as an archaeologist. With one of these, that's enough reason.
True.
Not maybe for everybody else, but for Valfreya, it explains it.
Oh, for you.
She is the only one who's verbalizing desire to get in there, although Kai is providing a little bit of backup, but considering they're all together, that's not terribly concerning.
Yeah, I mean, like, in reality, the thing itself, its existence is, like, it's whatever it is, but, like, Kai's more, a lot more interested in the smoke girl than this. Do you know, and I asked the researcher, do you know where they kept, do you know if the body is kept?
The corpse itself is under extremely tight lockdown, as you may imagine.
Yes.
It was moved from the location of the incident. It is on campus. I will not say where.
Thinking in his own head. Looks like I have to grease some palms.
By the way, I rolled a 19 on perception.
Yeah, that you can get a pretty good look at it. Are you looking for anything specific about it, or are you just looking to see more details?
What I'm looking for specifically is to see if I can get any glimpse of how it's put together, if I can formulate a theory on how it works. Because what I'm concerned about is I don't want for Remy to be in danger of overdrawing any nodes, because we don't know for sure if the Garrix caused the lament to happen, or, you know, if it was something else, but I want to be prepared. And also, it's really rude to ask your friend if you can open him up and tinker around inside of him.
I mean,
generally frowned upon in most society.
You're not wrong.
So what I'm trying to look for is seeing it, basically seeing how it's put together.
So quickly, sorry, out of character. We're all thinking of trading Remy in, right?
No.
No.
I'm gonna borrow a finger.
I actually have an idea also.
I want to borrow a finger.
I've got an idea that doesn't have us dismembering Remy in any way, shape, or form.
As they're moving it around and putting it onto essentially what is the base for one of those heavily sealed up cases that you saw on your way here, they do, you know, reposition it, try to find the best way to set it down, because anytime you're working with chunk of a torso like shape, it's kind of awkward to position, trust me. You do see underneath where the damage is, but there's not a whole lot there to look at, since that is the area that's most damaged. The best you can do is kind of see like up into essentially what would be the chest cavity, and you see some remnants of assorted tubing, the cracked remains of some crystalline structures, the base of where the neck is, basically, you know, where that joints into the torso, essentially, mm-hmm. from underneath. But it's really hard to see too much more detail-wise, because, again, you're looking directly into the most damaged part of it.
Yeah. But it's something.
Well, this is fascinating. Well, thank you so much for showing us this. I really appreciate it.
Well, it was relevant to our dear donor's interests here, considering the resources they were attempting to check out from the college.
Yes.
And of course, it's entirely one thing to be allowed to see something. But as I mentioned, to get in direct contact, you would need to make quite a sizable donation.
Of course.
Or, you know, have higher authority. But I doubt any of you are on, you know, colloquial terms with the prince or anything like that, so.
and I literally go out loud.
Something in my throat.
Yeah, man. Man.
Ooh, hey guys, if we hurry,
yes.
If we hurry, we can make it to the evening matches at the Coliseum.
Franco, I think there are a little bit more important things than matches right now.
Huh?
Fighting is the most important thing.
I think that it'll definitely get our minds off this.
Yeah. And they have some really good. They have some really good food there.
I could go with some wings right now.
Quack. I can't tell if that was in or out of character.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly.
Wait, so are we eating or are we fighting? Because yes. I'm not one of those things.
Okay.
I'm not fighting.
You guys can eat, and you guys can watch me fight in the arena.
Done deal.
I thought you were the one who wanted to eat.
Yeah, I'll eat before competitors get a free meal before they go in.
Because, you know, what's violence without the chance of throwing up?
Yeah, exactly. That makes it great.
Don't you have to? Don't you have to wait half an hour after eating before fighting?
That's not.
No, that's swimming. I mean, unless it's water matches, in which case I'll come watch that. That could be cool.
Ew, wet bear.
Never mind.
That's what I call. Never mind. I'm not gonna say
that to her. Oh wait, we haven't checked up on our friend all day. Maybe we can go check on him first.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. And your name, ma'am?
Damn you, CJ.
That's a weird name. That's not the name you introduced yourself to me as.
How do you spell that?
D-A-N-Y-U-S-E-E G.
Damn CJ. There you go.
Danushka?
That's actually not too far.
It's Sylvia Torvera.
Really, that spelled out Eddie Van Halen for me. I don't know what's going on here.
I was actually suggesting a name based off of...
Oh,
yeah. Off that. No, I picked up what you were putting down. It's Danushka.
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 Is she Russian or something?
I may or may not have been reading a book series that's based on Russian fairy tales.
Oh. I didn't pick that up. Sorry.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate your time.
Yes.
But of course, thank you for your patronage. I do hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Of course.
Oh, I am certainly going to be back very soon.
Go home, eat food, run back.
Josh, I have an idea.
And everybody roll new characters.
Right. I just started.
I'm kidding. Anyway, what's up?
Okay, I have an idea. If I show them, like, give them a trinket, like an authentic trinket from my reign of terror, would it be enough to get us in there?
Considering I don't have access to it and I work there, I don't think so.
Excuse me.
You overestimate the message.
He's living history, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's okay if it's not. It's just a suggestion.
I like the train of thought. I just don't know if it's feasible for you to have a trinket on you that would be of enough significance and notability to instantly say, like, oh, hey, damn, how'd you get this?
That's a good point. And considering that I am trying to hide, that would be extremely suspicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, you want to open your mouth and say, hi, I'm Nosferatu.
Hey, yeah. I have his hat. Would this get me in?
Velfreya does have an idea for possibly trying to get in to see the own once we're actually having our little family meeting.
Team mom
and team dad.
I also love how unintentionally this episode turns into the kids gathering around, mom, we're hungry.
So back to the hand then.
Yep, back to the hand.
Great. We'll see what's up with the hand next time on the Mana Pool.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. Greatly appreciate you. If you want to support this thing and everything that we do over the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us, we have a Discord server as well at geek-io.net/discord. And if you order things off of Amazon, and let's face it, who doesn't? You can order anything that you already order at geek-io.net/Amazon. And a little bit comes back to us, doesn't cost you any extra, but it helps keep the lights on here at the network. For myself and for the rest of the crew, we'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, my name is Water Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?